okay. Here.
What are you?
Huh? Huh? I did it.
Is it error 6?
Error 6? Well, fuck. That's a problem.
The computer is saying error 6. I don't think it's working. No connect. Huh? Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, we got the music running. Welcome back.
Well, you're recording the whole thing.
Yes.
I didn't notice you were recording that whole exchange. Ah, welcome back to more Red Fuck.
Red Bull Fuck?
Yes.
Welcome back to Red Bull Fuck.
Yes, this is a new name for our podcast.
Today
we officially rebranded ourselves.
We're gonna have a sex with a can of Red Bull. Oh god. That just reminded me of a cursed image, never mind. I'm gonna like vomit in a few seconds. Welcome back to the Morning Ride.
The Morning Ride with Chris and Tate.
The Morning Fried.
The temperature outside is a lovely 63 degrees, but unfortunately it is cloudy as hell.
It gonna rain today, later today.
Today, later today. Skate yeet, brother.
Yeet yeet.
Skate yeet, brother.
So.
I'm from the south and I'm really fucking stupid. I can't read. I can't write. I got a clip lip and a lazy eye. Area race. Okay, I'm gonna stop now before that gets really bad.
I don't think anyone knows that song.
No. People, I'm sure someone knows that song.
Welcome back. That's the second greeting.
Third greeting. Welcome back.
Third greeting. Welcome back.
Fourth greeting.
What a fucking great podcast, isn't this?
I know, right?
Today, I'm not really too sure what to talk about.
Actually, I wanted to kill myself. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna do that.
That sounds about right. Dude, me and Adam had the weirdest thing happen to us yesterday.
Okay.
Fucking, so in the afternoon, I will wait underneath this blue canopy with a bunch of wooden tables. Hold on. With a bunch of lunch tables, right, in the middle of the courtyard at the back, right?
Yeah.
And me and Adam would go there to wait for Grant, because Grant comes out of the portables from the track.
It's all gone.
So, we were just sitting there, and I approached Adam from leaving the hallway where my AP2D art class is. And Adam's already standing there waiting. And I approached Adam, and we're both kind of like listening to music, and I'm like, hey! Hey, Adam, what's going on?
Hey,
and
he's fucker. Get over here.
He's like, hey, communist. And I'm like, hey. And then I ask him if he's riding with Alex or Grant. He says Grant. And then he's just distracted on his phone. And I'm listening to music. And I just kind of want to chill and listen to music. So I go over to this one table and I just sit down on it. Like, I just sit down on the table and put my feet on the fucking seat so that, you know, the next person who eats lunch at that table will have my ass gas all over it. And Adam was sitting at a different table that was, like, in front of me, and we were both just sitting there waiting. When this random-ass chick just, like, comes over and sits exactly the way that I'm sitting on a table to my left, and I don't acknowledge her, neither does Adam, we're both kind of just distracted. But then I hear her talking, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I pull out my earbud, and I look over, and I see that she's talking to me, and I'm like, what? And I look behind me, I don't see anyone there, and I look back and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this chick's talking to me now. And it was just so random, because she was just talking to us about, like, the fucking weather and shit like that, and, like, how she went to the St. John's Town Center, and how she visited, like, New York every summer or some shit like that. And me and Adam were just kind of like, mm-hmm, yeah, and then we just started talking some random shit. And after Grant came by and came to get us so that we could go to the parking lot, Adam comes up to me and he's like, do you know that girl? And I'm like, no. And he's like, that was really weird. He was like, I mean, she's a cutie, but like, what was that? I was just like, I don't know, dude.
I don't fucking know. Girls don't talk to me on a regular basis.
Yeah, so like, moral of the story, a random hottie talked to us for no reason. But she was like, she made fucking strict ass eye contact with me and it intimidated me so bad. I don't know what it was. Like, Adam was talking, right? I was sitting there, like, just listening in. But she was just staring at me while Adam was talking to her. And I was just like, this is making me uncomfortable. Because she kind of had like a, to be honest, she kind of had like a resting bitch face. So I couldn't really tell what she was feeling when she was looking at me. I thought she wanted to kill me or something. I was like, oh God. So
you let a girl scare you.
Basically.
Come on, dude. You're better than that.
It was like, every time that, okay, see, whenever I have earbuds in, it means that I am in deep thought. If I ever have earbuds in and I'm listening to music, I'm always like, thinking, what the fuck are you doing? Hey.
You're in half deep thought now.
I can't think when there's no music playing.
There's music playing out of the
On park. The Luna is playing by Foles. Sponsor us, Foles. We love your music. I love your music.
I haven't heard this yet.
Tate's a fucking... doesn't know
Foles. I haven't heard of them yet.
Now you're listening to them now.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Music review. I give this an 8. 8 out of 10. Solid.
Let's not fucking do that, please. No, we already
Next
have
song.
We already have meme review and shit like that, game review, all that. Now we have a fucking song review.
I'm pretty sure it's already a thing. I'm sure there's somebody out there who already reviews songs.
Yeah,
and he's like got like 20 subscribers, and he has like the most nasaliest voice ever. And he says, you know what, guys, I'm gonna rate your song a 3 because it's too mainstream, and I don't listen to pop radio that much. Alright, we're gonna move on to our next song.
There is a YouTuber that does that. His name is Bionic Pig. He's not a fucking kid, and he has like 600,000 subscribers, but he just reviews random YouTubers that sing, and he's like, he went to music school himself, and he just reviews these music videos, and he's like, alright, so like, your fucking voice sounds retarded when you breathe like this, so breathe better, alright? That's essentially how he like does all of his music review videos. But anyways, every time that I have earbuds in, I'm always in deep thought listening to music. And so, whenever someone talks to me while I have earbuds in, it freaks me out. Because it disrupts, like, you know...
Like, are you a fucking autist?
Probably. Because, like, I'm always so, like, deep into something, like, thinking about something or, like, thinking of a concept or something like that. But then someone talks to me, and I'm not prepared for that. Like, I'm not prepared to talk to somebody. I always have to prepare myself to talk to somebody, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
And so someone will talk to me, and I'll freak out, and I'll act all awkward and shit like that, because then I have to start thinking about how to talk. How do I talk to this person? How do I talk in general?
How do I move my lips to talk?
And so, like, I've had this happen to me so many times in the past, and sometimes not even with, like, music, like, sometimes I'll just blank out for no reason. Like, I'll just fucking, like, look at something, and, like, I'll be in deep thought about something, and then all of a sudden, like, my mind just goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is there, and I'm just staring at a wall. And I'll be like that for a solid 5 minutes until I, like, come back to my senses and I'm like, where am I? And then someone will fucking talk to me, and I'm like, oh? What?
What do you want from me?
What's this? Oh, whoa.
Oh, whoa, what's this?
What's this?
Notice this bulge. Ooh, woo.
So it's always, a lot of the times, it's just super, that's why I'm so fucking super awkward around some people, because, like, if you catch me off guard while I'm thinking, you just expect fucking weirdness from me, because I'm not expecting it. So, Chris in a nutshell right there.
Christopher 101, Christian 101.
If you ever see me staring at a wall, just please let me be for a solid 5 minutes, and then if you see me looking around and just being a normal human being, then talk to me.
If he just came out of his wall staring state, or just took out his earbuds, give him a solid 2 minutes to readjust.
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
So you are an autist, just slightly. Maybe. You're on the spectrum, just like on the very low end.
Probably.
I don't know if I have any weird tendencies while I talk to people or, like, with social interaction. If I don't want to talk to you, I'm just going to say, I don't want to fucking talk to you. Go away.
It's like, you tend to just kind of, like, stare with this, like, glossed over, like, look. And you're just kind of like, yeah.
Uh-huh. Go fuck off. Uh-huh.
Basically.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in fucking MCR, and you'll be so tired. I'll, like, say some random stupid meme to you, and then you just, like, fucking look at me and don't even say anything, but you just have this fucking glossed over look like you just killed somebody.
Maybe I did. Like, you don't know. You don't know what my secret life is like.
Hold on, let me fucking kill a classmate of mine.
Honestly, though? Honestly, though? What was I just gonna say? I was gonna say something I completely forgot. Oh yeah, by the time I get to MCR though, I'm just so dead tired. Like, if you even try to interact with me, I will literally just... No. Unless I get food. Food is the only way I wake up in that class.
You would fucking get a Rice Krispie thing.
Yeah!
From Eric.
Last week, I would get a Rice Krispie treat that was balled up and had chocolate chips in it from one of our classmates. And that was the only way I was getting through MCR.
It looks like a ball of shit. Like, every time that you eat it, I always got super confused when you were eating it. I was like, what is that? Why are you, like, cramming that in your mouth? And you're like, it's a Rice Krispie.
Food. It's food. It's the only way I'm going to actually be sociable in this class. So I don't want to hear any complaints from you.
And I was like, I'm always like, I remember that, a Rice Krispie is a rectangle. It's a box. It's
yeah.
A rectangle, but you have it in a
ball.
Rice ball.
Oh, it's just a way of the Japanese.
We are the people of Congo. We eat the rice balls as Rice Krispies. I don't know why I had to bring in people of Congo.
Wakanda forever. Someone, one of my friends, he did the Wakanda Forever thing, but he had his hands like this, so
dude, I remember once I accidentally did the retarded hand smack to somebody. Like, I think I was talking to, like, Carson or some shit like that, and I was, like, talking about, like, some kind of scenario that I thought was, like, retarded. And then I basically went like it was just like this or whatever, but yeah. I made direct eye contact with someone walking by and I was doing this. And I was like, oh, I hope they didn't think that I called them retarded.
What other weird exchanges have you had with human beings?
Oh, fuck.
Or just kind of stuff like that. I've had plenty.
I've had so many in the past that are just so embarrassing. Ooh, I can't. I remember fake sopping one of the twins' faces in middle school. So, back in middle school,
oh God,
the twins, they were like huge meme masters, and they always tried to come up with like things that would seem really aggressive and funny. And so, one thing that they came up with was that you can fake slap somebody by. They would put their hand underneath their chin.
Yeah.
And it would be like, it would be flat.
Yeah.
And basically, you would have a friend come up to you, and then you would need them to slap their hand underneath their chin. But as soon as you do that, they will fling their head to the side and then, like, yell. And it will seem like you just slap them really hard. So, I remember, this was like, I think this was sixth grade when they first started doing this. And I came into class, it was like history class or whatever the fuck, and Cameron comes up to me, like one of the twins comes up to me and he's like, hey, slap my hand, and I see his hands underneath his chin, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, slap it, just slap my hand, and I'm like, okay, and I slap his hand as hard as I can, and throughout the entire room you can just hear like an echo of a slap, and he immediately, like, flips his head to the side, and he's like, ow! And then our teacher just looks over at us, and he's like, what is going on? And everyone just fucking looks at us, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I swear it's not what it looks like. And Cameron's just sitting there, and he's just like, he's rubbing his fucking cheek, but he's also, like, laughing really hard. And our teacher is, like, super fucking confused. He can't tell if, like, we're memeing around or if I actually slapped him.
God damn it.
But, like, our history teacher was pretty chill. That was, like, our best history class ever. But, like, I just remember that day, like, everyone just fucking looked at us. Like, specifically me. And I was like, I did not actually slap him, please. For the love of God.
He did it all for that one moment of embarrassment.
Yeah. They also did this thing called a five-star.
Oh, yeah, that was popular. Yeah, I know.
Cameron did that to me one day, and I got him back, and I hit him so fucking hard, there was a giant welt of my hand on his back.
God, I remember the whole entire thing with Five Stars back when I was in school. It was really a big meme in 7th grade. So, one of our teachers got in on it.
Oh, God.
So... I don't even know what the requirements were that you would get a 5-star. Like, I don't remember what you had to do or, like...
I think it was just... You just have to exist.
You just have to exist, right? Yeah. I don't know. I remember playing it where it was kind of like the thing where if you look at, like, you look at the okay symbol that you put over your head or, like, below your waist, you, like, slap someone's neck really hard, right?
Yeah.
I know something similar, like, akin to that. I just don't know what the requirement was. But anyway, so my teacher got, like, half the kids in the classroom. So she had them all line up in the front, just slapped them on the back as hard as she could. It was so funny.
Was it like a punishment?
No, it wasn't a punishment. It was just a funny meme. Like she put whatever you were supposed to look at on the board, and like during her PowerPoint slide, it got all of us.
What the fuck?
Dude, it was awesome. And teacher was chill. We also watched Doctor Who at the end of the year because no one really cared about math anymore.
If you guys don't know what a 5-star is...
It's essentially where you slap someone as hard as you can on the back, and each, like, tip of your finger is a star.
Yeah.
So, it's a full-on, just open-faced slap.
It is excruciatingly painful, but it wears off for, like, for a minute.
It's even worse was, on my water polo team, we would always give each other 5-stars if after, like, a goal, and that's in the water. So that was our celebration. So whenever you scored a goal, you would have to swim back to the starting lines and hope that you wouldn't get slapped by like someone on the team with the meatiest hands possible.
Dude, 5-stars fucking terrified me.
Like, I think they terrified all of us.
Yeah, after Cameron did it to me so many times, I would always just, like, every time that I'd see him walking past me from behind, I would always, like, tense up and then, like, try to, like, move my back away, and I would just, like, I would face him, and I would be like, you're not fucking hitting me today.
Yeah. There was a, what was the other thing? I know there's another thing.
Punch buggies?
No, not punch buggies. That wasn't it. I think it was like, oh fuck, I forget. I honestly forget, damn. I completely forgot what I was going to say. okay, yeah, so back to like other awkward social interactions you've had. I have one that I'd like to talk about. And it's every day, this year, every day in database. It's my first period class, right? It's like, you learn how to make databases, I guess. It basically, it's like a glorified form of Excel. Like, it's essentially what it is. So my ex is in that class, right?
Oh
yeah, it's fun. So every day, I can feel almost like someone's staring daggers at me, right? And I'm like, someone's staring at me, I know it. We're just sitting there, like, doing whatever the hell we're supposed to do. Me and, like, my whole entire group finishes our work early, and we just sit there and play Smash. But, I literally am just kind of, like, watching the whoever's playing, right, like, that moment. All of a sudden, I feel daggers stare at me. I'm just like, bro, who is it? So I look across the room, and it's my fucking ex. I'm like, bitch, what's your problem with me? And she's just sitting there staring at me. I'm like, hello? Like, one of those times if she just stares at me, I'm gonna walk over there out of her sight and, like, wave her hand in front of her face. Like, are you okay? Because she'll just follow me with her eyes. She won't turn around anything. So if I walk out of sight, she'll just go back to doing whatever she was doing. But if I walk back in her line of sight, she will go back to staring at me. I'm like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Can you not? Please? Please? Please do not. It's so fucking weird. Like, it's actually weird.
Has, like, hatred against you, even though...
It's not even hatred. It's just, like, she just stares.
I hate that, honestly.
Like, can you not stare at me, please? Last time someone like consistently like was staring at me, I almost like slapped them. Like, please do not. The amount of uncomfort I feel is more than you can imagine. Please just stop before I kill you.
Yeah, dude, I hate it when people stare at me.
I hate it so much. Well, okay, the thing is, I don't mind it if they're just staring because they're looking at. And this is gonna sound really egotistical, but I don't want it to come across that way, right? So I don't mind it when people just stare at me, if it's just like, you know, because they're just looking or whatever, like, or they're zoned out. Like, I can typically tell when someone's just zoned out, and they're just kind of following me with their eyes. Like, I can typically tell. There's a difference when someone is just staring at you, and there's like some sort of emotion backed by it, and you can just feel it. You can just fucking feel it. It's weird. It is weird.
Dude, that happened, like, so... In pottery, like, most of the time, I'm always super, like, super in focus on my project.
Because, yeah,
like, my project actually turned out really well, and I'm trying to get, like, all the little details, like, done and out, because the project's supposed to be done on Friday. But, like, in the process of, like, building the vase that I have, or, like, at the end of class when there's, like, 5 minutes remaining and we have to clean up and shit like that, I'll always, like, I'll put in, like, earbuds and shit like that and start listening to music, and I'll just kind of, like, look around just to, like, pass time.
Yeah.
And I'll just always catch the fucking stare of this one kid who, like, sits at this other table across from ours, who sits on the edge, and he just kind of, like...
He just stares. Yeah, he just stares. It's so weird.
And I'll look over in that direction, and then he'll just kind of, like, divert his eyes just a little bit to, like, the left or to the right, or just kind of looks down or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, okay.
You think he's gay?
I hope not.
Yeah, dude, this, the weirdest interactions. There was another time. I was walking down the halls of high school, and I hear people whisper.
The halls, like, of high school.
The halls, yeah, of high school, yes. It sounds like some grandeur, but it really isn't. It really ain't, chief. They actually were kind of nice hallways, though, at Virginia. Anyway, so I was walking over this little sky ramp that we had, right? And it was to connect to, like, we have two buildings. Well, we had three buildings in that high school. And they were both big, both had classrooms. Just one had the cafeteria, one had the gymnasium. It was a huge school. And we had a sky ramp that just kind of overlooked both sides. So you can see the pastures and, like, the cow farm and whatever was on the left. And then you can see the church and on the right, or whatever was on the right, left and right of the school. It might not have been a church. It might have been, like, a weird... It might have been our third building in our parking lot, actually. Anyway, so I was walking over the sky bridge, and I just hear people talking, right? And hear whispering. And all of a sudden, I hear my name. I turn and look, and they both look at me. Look, go back to their whispering. So I'm just like, okay. And they notice that I kind of hesitated to leave. So they're like, I hear them. I wonder if he knows we're talking about him. I'm like, I can hear you guys. You know that, right? It's like, I can hear you. I don't mean to intrude, but, like, what you saying? And they're just like, oh fuck, shit. They both scram. they both go in different directions. I'm like, this is probably beneath me. I'm just gonna keep walking. That was the weirdest social interaction I've had in high school. I don't even know what it was. It was just like, it just darted. Like, it was a little cartoon. You could see the little clouds when they leave. The little clouds, and just hear pew as they both dart in different directions. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to Algebra 2 now. And get 5-star by my teacher.
Get abused in a meme way.
Yeah. Is that abuse? Like... Alright. I've decided to not ask questions anymore.
I am trying really hard to remember awkward social interactions. The thing is, every time that I have an awkward social interaction...
You try to forget it?
Yeah, it's so embarrassing that I always just kind of chuck it out of my head. Like, I just want to forget that it happened. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I have an awful tendency... tendency to dart my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Which means, like, I tend to, like, I'm a very observant person. I'll always look around at my surroundings to see, like, oh, that's there. That's there. I can go there. Or that's over there. There's some kids sitting over there. Whatever the fuck. Like, I'm always...
It's your damn siege instincts. You play so many damn video games.
Yeah. Probably.
You play so much Siege, you're like, who's gonna shoot me through a wall now?
But yeah, like, I'm always, like, super observant. So I'll tend to, like... This happens at lunch where I sit against a pillar outside of Grant's classroom, and they'll sometimes, like, come out and fucking see me and shit like that, and then just, like, go back in and call me a loser, basically. But, like, I'll be sitting there, and I'm always on my phone listening to music and going...
We're editing our podcast, yeah.
Or not editing the podcast. Well,
reviewing it, yeah.
Reviewing the podcast or, like, going on Reddit or whatever. And I'll be eating lunch or whatever, but, like, every time that I'm at lunch, I always have the feeling that someone is just fucking staring at me.
Didn't you have, like, a weird social interaction with, like, some girls before that? Do they still sit there?
Yeah.
Any of them staring at you?
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, I'll always...
You should talk to them.
I no.
Yes.
What was that?
Yes!
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 Like, I always feel... Like, yes! I always have that feeling...
Yes! Sorry, I always feel them staring at me!
God damn it! That's roadkill.
What the fuck? I missed it!
You don't want to see it. It's nasty. His head was fucking 2 feet away from his body.
So, alright, anyways... I'll always have that awful feeling that someone is staring at me. And I don't like it when people stare at me.
Yeah.
So, my gut instinct is to be like, alright, look around. Who is fucking looking at you?
Yeah.
I'll look off to the left, and then there's that group that I talked about earlier this year. And it's like, it's kind of a big group. There's like, this one girl and probably her boyfriend that sit against a pillar. And then on the other side, against the wall, there's this like, there's this big girl who's, like, ginger or something like that. I always catch her fucking looking in my direction. And there's, like, these two black girls that sit next to her or whatever. They sometimes look in my direction. And then there's that, like, this other girl who sometimes looks in my direction or whatever the fuck. And I'll always fucking catch them. I'll, like, look over there, but I'll see them looking, and I'll immediately dart my eyes off to the right and then see another group of girls over there looking in my fucking direction.
You're surrounded.
And it's like... Stop staring at me. If you are interested in me some way, fucking approach me or something like that, because I'm not going to approach you. And if you keep staring at me, it's just going to make me even more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. And then, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll always just fucking catch someone staring at me, and it's just always super awkward, because then I have to, like, I always dart my eyes, because, like, I don't want to initiate any contact with that person who's staring at me. Dude, high school was fucking weird.
Dude, middle school was much worse.
It was.
The amount of awkward social interactions that I had, even with my friends on the daily for middle school, was actually, like, god awful. It was actually, like, the worst.
Yeah, it was kind of the same for me, but hey, I had less social interactions because I had less friends, because no one wanted to talk to me because I was fucking weird.
Self-deprecation, yay.
Awkward we are, yes.
I remember
girl stare at us.
No, I can't, no. I don't know why I did that, just no, bad Chris, no.
You don't like the Yoda? Very nice.
I remember there is, in gym class, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time, in middle school, it's the first time you're changing out in front of other people. Right, that you typically aren't in your immediate family or not in the sports. You guys, like, have that family bond, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're not like teammates, and you're kind of used to cheating each other half naked, you know? So it was the first time we were changing out, and I remember the amount of awkward social interactions about poking fun at each other was strong. I remember always managing to avoid literally every social interaction by far, by just kind of standing in the corner and using extremely fast movements to change.
In middle school?
And then just jogging out because I do not want to be in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't change in front of everybody. I would go into the fucking bathroom stall and change.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the thing is, at middle school, the people who, like to pick on other kids would always know to just hang out in the bathroom stalls and wait for kids to come and start changing it and come and change in there. God, it was like your awful, like, stereotypical bullying situation. They just sit and wait in the stalls, and as soon as they'd walk up and be like, "Hey kid, you planned on changing in here?" Like, and then you just hear like either a smack or something like that, and then you just hear, "Look at this fucking loser changing in a stall."
Middle schoolers acting like pedophiles, fucking whipping their towels, slapping asses.
Yes, there was always the towel whip, the rat tails. See, I was generally athletic, I just wasn't popular, so I could avoid that shit if they ever decided to do it to me, but I wasn't ever really a target, because, again, I was generally athletic, just not popular. Like, people knew who I was, they just didn't want to be friends with me.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same situation with me.
They're like, "Hell yeah, I know you, I actually know when your birthday is, but you don't know me, but I don't want to be friends with you." Like,
that's not my situation.
What? But yeah, I literally, though, I'd be, have people come up and wish me happy birthday. I'm like, "I don't know what your name is. You're not even my... You're fucking eighth grade. You're not... You can't possibly be that tall and be a sixth grader. What the fuck?" So I'm like, I don't know how someone leaked my fucking birthday. And I'm like, like, what happened? Did you put info on me on WikiLeaks? And then all of a sudden, like... Like, what the hell, dude? I just don't understand. Middle school was weird. Middle school was really weird, because I feel like people, like, the popular people wanted me to be with them, but, like, also didn't at the same time, because they knew so much about me, but I didn't know their names. I'm like, who the fuck are you? who the fuck are you?
I remember in sixth grade, I think, when we had, there was one day when we had P.E., and I was on the track running by myself, and there was an older group of girls, I think they were 8th graders or some shit like that, and they were running in the opposite direction, so they were coming towards me, and so I just kind of like scooted around just to get around them or whatever.
Yeah.
But then one of them just straight up said, "Hey," and then like my entire name.
Yeah, Christian Arbizov?
Yeah.
And pronounced it correctly, and you're just like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, and I looked at her, and I was like, I screamed, I was like, "How do you know my name?" And they started laughing, and I just like, I stopped for a second, I looked back at them, and I was like, "I don't know who the fuck they are, how do they know my name?" And like, the yearbook hadn't been released or anything, so like, my name was basically like, invisible, like, no one knew who I was.
Yeah.
So I was super confused, I was like, "Someone's fucking like, stalking me or some shit, dude, I swear."
I also remember the whole entire, everyone was like, "Hold on, wait a minute, our teachers don't really care what we say anymore, so we can swear in the hallways." And I remember swearing, oh my god, people would always use the hard G when they were saying fucking. It was so awkward. People would say, I remember the kids who were really awkward and weren't really hip with it, would always say asses. Because there's two S's. S's. I'm like, dude, you don't... What's another word that has two S's? I don't know.
Mission.
Mission? No, yeah. No, something like... assassin. Yeah, you don't say assassin. Like, no, it sounds fucking weird.
Mississippi.
Hold on, I think I'm not far enough into the parking space.
Fucking park into the fucking parking space.
There we go. Anyway, yeah, and then they'd always say, like, damn... I'm like, oh my god, dude, do you not know how to swear? Like, this is common sense. Maybe that's why the popular kids wanted to hang out with me because I actually knew how to swear. I knew how to say shit right, unlike my friends. Alright, that's gonna be it for me.
That is the end of today's podcast, pepsode, about...
Pepsode? About what? Awkward interactions.
Awkward interactions, gotcha. Or awkward tendencies.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that fucking thing.
Fucking episode, and I hope you fucking smash that motherfucking like button.
And make sure...
Did I reach that 18 to 21 year old demographic yet by saying, fuck enough? Yeah. We'll figure it out.